on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Yeah, well, time to get a final word from both the New South Wales and Queensland camps. Matt Parrish is on the line, Blues assistant coach. G'day, Matt.
Morning, TK.
Today's the day.
It is, isn't it? And, it's a good-looking day up here in Brisbane.
And it's good to see you'll give us the exclusive, mate, that Michael Ennis will be playing hooker tonight.
You know more than me, mate.
It was interesting yesterday, Matt, how you and Laurie let all the cameras in to film the ball work at the captain's run, and both the players actually ran in the hooking position.
Yeah, well, they're both fit to play. I know that. They both came through the session okay yesterday. Obviously, we just got to check Robbie's hand this morning, but I'm not sure which way Laurie's going to go. We'll probably make a decision later in the day.
Mate, how hard has it to be, including Ennis, in that role that, okay, you might be playing, so you've got to be in there full on as well?
Oh, not, it hasn't been real hard at all. He's chomping at the bit to play McInnes, as you can imagine, and, probably deserves his opportunity. You know, he's been in great form. Last year, I thought he was in career best form for the Bulldogs, and he's certainly carried on again this year for the Sharks. You know, he's been without doubt their best player, and, he slotted in earlier in the week when Robbie couldn't train, as though, he'd been there the whole series. So, whichever way, Loz decides to go, I'm sure, it'll benefit New South Wales.
Is there any fear at all in the camp regarding Suncorp, that atmosphere that the Queenslanders will absolutely thrive upon, Matt?
Not really. Obviously, it's a little bit of, it's an advantage for them. Okay, we love playing at home, and no doubt they do too. But, I was listening to you before, and, they have got some great players, and they are very experienced. But, we've got some great players in our team. And if you talk about our inexperienced guys like Clemmer and Jackson, they've already played for Australia. They've already played in grand finals, So they've had plenty of big game experience. No, it hasn't been at Suncorp yet, but, I've got no doubt they're up for the challenge.
Matt, in talking to Laurie a couple of days ago, he sort of said how well the guys have trained, almost like stepping it up with the understanding of how important tonight is.
Do you know what? It's been such as, mate, every session has got better from day one, like from first camp. And, our session on Sunday, which was our main session, if you take yesterday away up in Kosaba, you couldn't fold it. The enthusiasm, even the contact, like in the end, we had to pull it apart because it was getting too physical and we thought, oh, something might happen. But, it was full on. And the best thing is we've had everyone training and, everyone's really willing to go. Like, Gow didn't play, obviously, between the origins, but he's 100% ready to go, The way Robbie Farah's hands, has healed has been a miracle, and if he gets on the field, it will be a miracle. But if he's not, Mick Innes hasn't missed a beat, and he's ready to go. So, we just can't fold our preparation.
Where can you get them, mate? Where can, we understand how hard they are to get and expose, but where do you think you're a chance?
Mate, I think we've got to move the ball again. We've got to chance our arm. And that's what we did really well in game two. Like, we moved them around. Like, everyone talks about our big pack, and yeah, we are big, but they've got big experience packing, and they are a bit older than us. So I think if we can move them around and control the football, I think they struggle a bit more than us. I'll say this. Like, Inglis is going to be a handful at fullback, without a doubt. But...
yeah.
Any Queensland team without Billy Slater in it is a plus for us, I think.
Yeah, there's no doubt the bigger 10 that they played in the second, you want that tonight, Matt, because it did open it up nicely for you.
Yeah, it did. And again, we've got some, I know they've got some great players, but we've got some good players on our edges. Like, we want to see Brett Morris and Michael Jennings with the ball. We want to see Josh Morris and Hopper running the ball. You know what I mean? And our back rowers in that game got the opportunity to get their halves, which we're hoping to do again. And if they can keep them apart, we get that opportunity to do that,
Yep. Defending on the wings never easy. Dane Gagai is going to be on the wing tonight. Will you probably direct more traffic that way, maybe with the higher ball?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, he's... It can be a pretty lonely place out there, wing, if you're making an error, You know, and while he is a great player, Dane Gagai, you know, playing on the wing's no easy feat, particularly in an Origin game, you know. And, yeah, I'm sure Dane's going to see plenty of high balls coming his way. Yeah.
And young Clemmer, mate, we've spoken him about him a lot, and we talk to Corey Parker once a week as well. I mean, that'll be on again, and the youngster is... Well, Paul Gallen said yesterday, you know what, he's... For the madness that everyone thinks he possesses, he's pretty mature for his age as well, and he could be a match winner tonight.
Oh, look, he's the ultimate professional. And you know what, it's scary that he's only 21 and how good he can be. Like the way he looks after himself, the way he prepares, you know, it's a credit to the Dogs, the way they brought him up, you know. And again, he's been enormous for us. But, you know, his challenge is, you know, to be better tonight than what he was, the, you know, the night before. And you know what? We're all going to have to be. But, you know, we're really looking forward to the game. And, you know, I've got no doubt that we can win this game.
It's exciting. There's no doubt about it. Looking forward to it, Matt. We do. Thank you very much for your time. And good luck tonight.
Yeah, pleasure. And, you know, thanks for all the support from everyone. And, you know, go the Blues.